It's 82 degrees in Nashville. We've got another heat wave moving into Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Fatal shootings by law enforcement have drawn the TBI into investigations in three counties since Thursday. Metro SWAT officer Joshua Bainey was decommissioned Saturday after fatally shooting 54-year-old Jason Sexton during a standoff in northern Davidson County. In Coffee County, deputies tried to serve an arrest warrant on 45-year-old who was staying in a tent on Friday night. Authorities say Eric Thurman injured a deputy with a machete before being fatally shot by a second deputy. There are also new details about Thursday's fatal shooting in Montgomery County, which followed a pursuit out of Dixon County. Law enforcement had been on the lookout for someone stealing trailers. Deputies say they were tracking a stolen trailer and reported being shot at by a man with a rifle. A brief chase led to a crash and then fatal shots fired by deputies. The TBI has been called to 30 shootings by law enforcement this year. Tennessee's Secretary of State is pushing for more universities to offer accelerated bachelor's degrees in 90 hours of coursework rather than 120. Trey Hargett's role also gives him a seat on the Tennessee Higher Education Commission, but he says he doesn't like the name some accrediting bodies are using, like abridged or reduced hours bachelor's.
If you call it reduced hours, that tends to imply it's something that's reduced, less than. You know, if you see something that's at the grocery store, my wife brought something home yesterday, said, look, the price was reduced on this. I felt good about it because I'm a bargain hunter. But, you know, it might imply that, hey, this is not really up for prime time.
On an episode of This is Nashville, he said he's open to any better ideas.